Blog Talk Radio.
Would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive His glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord,
Have your way.
Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Lord, you are welcome in our hearts. Lord, you are welcome in our minds. You are welcome in our homes. You are welcome in the atmosphere. Oh, Father God, you are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. We welcome you, Father. Hallelujah. With open hearts. We welcome you, Father, with confessed sins. Oh, Father God, we welcome you. We embrace, Father God, hallelujah, this brand new day that you have made. Hallelujah. And we welcome you. Oh, Father God, we make room for you. Hallelujah. Father, we pray that we might decrease, that you might increase. Father God, none of us, all of you. Hallelujah. We want you, Father. We hunger and we thirst for you as a deer that panteth after the waters. Oh, Father, our soul longeth after thee. You alone are our heart's desire, Father, and we long to worship thee. Thank you, Father. Thank you for watching over us during the midnight hours. Thank you, Father God, for not removing your eyes off of us. Thank you, Father God, for pushing back the forces of darkness and devastation, squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, ploy, scheme, contract. Father God, hallelujah. And we just want to come this morning to say thank you for another day. We embrace this day, Father God. Thank you for another day. Oh, we welcome this day, Father God. Thank you for another day. Father, millions did not make it. But Father God, you've given us one more day. One more day to pray. One more day, Father, to serve. One more day to give. One more day to receive. One more day to embrace. One more day, Father God, to encourage somebody. One more day, Father. One more day. Hallelujah. To be a blessing. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for everything, Father. We give you praise in all things. And we lay everything, Father God, at your feet. Everything at your feet. And we thank you for the Lordship of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for giving us permission to exercise that authority in his name. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, we thank you that this ministry is not a joke. Oh, Father God, we are not joking. Hallelujah. Father God, and we are not a ministry to be played with, Father God. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you for your blessings on us. Thank you, Father God, that we live under an open heaven. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for a group of serious people growing up, Father God. We don't practice sin. Oh, Father God, we strive to live in faith. We strive to walk in love. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We give you what belongs to you. Father God, hallelujah. And that's everything. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you because we know we didn't start out like this. Hallelujah. And we know, Father, that the latter shall be greater. So, Father God, hallelujah, we bless you on today. And we ask for your blessings upon our services today, that everything said and done will bring you glory and will bring you honor and will bring you praise. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. I'm Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I am your host on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. It is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. One more day. Amen. One more day. If you're a first-time listener, welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. Glory be to God. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Enjoy the services. Keep on coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And we're just so happy to have you with us. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com. /Kingdom Leadership. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Our email address is www.lifewordjesusamen.org. Amen. Join us at 8 o'clock this morning for our spiritual warfare training. Amen. We meet for 1 hour. Amen. From 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Amen. On today, amen, for our spiritual warfare training. And that telephone number is 385-799-9729. Again, that's 385-799-9729. And you can always go to our website to get that additional information. Amen and amen. Coming to us this morning, all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Amen. Our dearly beloved sister in the Lord. Amen. She is indeed an evangelist. Amen. Glory be to God. She makes no apologies for her calling. Amen. She serves in her calling with a spirit of boldness. Amen. A spirit of faith, a spirit of love, a spirit of obedience. And she is indeed not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. For she does realize that it is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Unto everyone, everyone, everyone. Amen, that believes. Amen. She's my natural sister. She is my spiritual sister. Amen. Glory be to God. She is also one of my prayer partners. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. She is serious. Amen. She is serious. She's not chucking and jiving. She's not playing games. Amen. She is serious about the Lord's business. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, amen, beloved, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our evangelist Nancy. Amen. Glory be to God that we might receive her this morning. Amen. For her grace and receive her this morning for her abilities. Amen and amen. God bless you, evangelist Nancy. Amen. And the floor is yours.
And God bless you too, my sister. Pastor Dr. Alfreda, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, giving God the glory, all the honor, and all other praise. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, please, God, in the name of Jesus, help me to crucify the flesh right now. That God, when I open my mouth, that the Holy Spirit that dwells within me would speak through me. So, God, that you would end up getting all the glory, all the honor, and all other praise, God. God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for using me, allowing Pastor Dr. Alfreda, allowing her to call me, God, as you see fit, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, and how she uses each and every one as the Lord leads, God. Thank you, God, for your manifold blessings upon her and so many others. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. You know I love God. I really, really, really do, because I was on my way to hell. But I thank God that he reached down and he gave me an opportunity to repent from my sins in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You know, I tell you the truth, all we got to do is ask God, sit still enough and listen to God, and he'll give you the answer to the question. Sometimes he do, and sometimes he don't. Sometimes you just got to wait on God in the name of Jesus. But while you're waiting, oh, my God, what are you doing while you're waiting? Oh, my God. My message today is going to be coming from St. Matthew's 5 and 6. And it says, blessed are they. They really wrong in the back of my mind. He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Are they. Keep that word they in mind. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You know, right now I'm thinking about when I first got saved, how I was thirsting after righteousness. In the name of Jesus, I wanted to get more closer to God. I wanted to know, it still is, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. You know how it is when you first get saved. In the name of Jesus, you're running up and down and telling everybody about the goodness of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And you used to call people up. You were thirsting after righteousness. You were calling people and saying, come on, girl, let's have a prayer in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's read the word of God, because you just wanted to be filled by the righteousness of God. Do you still got that hunger for God? Are you still hungry for the word of God? Or what are you hungry for? See, so many people are being bamboozled by the devil. Now they no longer hunger and thirst after righteousness the way they was from the beginning. In the name of Jesus, so many people are making excuses on why they not hungry anymore. Well, girl, I'm busy. I'm shopping. I'm doing this and I'm doing that. It used to be a time you wouldn't let nothing and no one stop you in the name of Jesus from getting closer to the Almighty God. They might call you up and say, girl, what you doing? You say, not right now. I'm spending time with the Almighty God in the name of Jesus. What is your excuse today in the name of Jesus? Yes, we on the prayer line, but once you hang up the phone, are you still hungry for the word of God? Are you still thirsty for that relationship? Oh, yes, God. Are you hungry and thirsty for something else? The things that's grieving the Holy Spirit. People, let me tell you right now, the time is winding down, and Jesus Christ is soon to come. I thank God for this prayer line. Every minister is different. Every word of God is different. But yet God said many are called, but few are chosen. In the name of Jesus, are you allowing Satan to take you back or where God already brought you from? In the name of Jesus, because you're starting to give up, you allow it, Satan, in the name of Jesus, to take you back to unrighteousness, the unfruitful things in life, in the mighty name of Jesus. But don't let Satan win, because great is he that's in you than he that's in the world. But let me tell you one thing. You got to keep your head up. You got to continue to be hungry for the word of God. You got to continue to be thirsty for the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me tell you something. Sometimes the Holy Spirit say, turn that TV off. Turn that radio off. In the name of Jesus. No, don't go out today. I want you to spend time with me. What do you tell the Holy Spirit? I'm just asking a question. Do you tell the Holy Spirit, look, I already made a promise. Oh, really? And said I was going to go with this one and that one. But you already know if you go with this one and that one, where it's going to lead you to. So the Holy Spirit said, I don't think you need to go with this one or that one. I want you to call them up and say, I'm sorry, I can't be with you today. I need to spend time with the Heavenly Father. I got this thirst all of a sudden, and I need to be with yes, God. I got this hunger all of a sudden, and it ain't for that. It's for the Holy Spirit. I got to be refilled right now, because I got a feeling if I go with you here, if I go with you there, I don't know. I'm starting to feel something in my spirit, and I know it's the Holy Spirit. See, a lot of people get me when they say, I feel something, I don't know who it is. It's the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is trying to strip us from all unrighteousness so to bring forth a righteousness within our life. See, God wants to use so many of us. But yes, God, oh my God, you not gonna know why the Lord say, the Holy Spirit is saying, first we got to pull the mold out of our own eye before we can pull the beam out of your own brother eye. How can you dare tell somebody how to live and what to do when you yourself ain't even doing it? Come on. Shame the devil and let's keep this thing real in the name of Jesus. Examine your own self. Are you craving for righteousness in the name of Jesus? Examine your own self. Make sure you are ready. Make sure you are walking in the light of Christ in the name of Jesus with the help of God in the name of Jesus. Blessed are they. They. Are you one of them? In the name of Jesus that's still hungry. Are you so hungry for the word of God? Are you so hungry to be the light of the world, different from the world, but yet in the world? Are you so hungry to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you so hungry and not ashamed in the name of Jesus? Tell people, no, I'm not today. Not today. I'm spending time with God in the name of Jesus. So many people are ashamed. To tell people that they are saved and sanctified. And sometimes you ain't got to say nothing. Your life lives for you. Your life tells people, are you really sanctified? I'm not here to beat nobody down. I examine my own self. I'm going to talk about me in the name of Jesus. Even I got to be careful in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Telling others about Jesus. Oh, you better be careful, people. Be careful. For so many people with the same mouth, they bless God with, they cuss others with, too, also. People here in your household, you got your door open, shaming everybody, throwing things around, telling people where to go at, and blah, blah. I don't even want to say half of the words what's coming out of our house. Yes, we all make mistakes, but we don't want to keep giving excuses why we keep making the same mistake. Oh, people, help us, God, in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you one thing, people. I don't know what's going on, but God knows what's going on. And it's more than what's going on that I don't think we can really comprehend it right now. But people, let me tell you, better be ready. No one knows the day or the time or the hour when the Lord Jesus Christ is soon to come. But when he comes, is he going to find you on your knees crying out to God? Fill me up, God. Fill me with your word, God. I'm thirsty, God. And see, like the more water I drink, it's not about water. I'm thirsty for you. Or either say, God, I used to be thirsty for you. I used to be hungry for you. I don't know, God. It feel like, though, I know the devil feel like he's winning, but he's not winning, people. We have the victory. Oh, you believe in the word of God in the name of Jesus. Are you being polite to other people when you see them out in the street? Are you saying good morning? When you're driving in your car, are you being courteous to one another? No, go ahead, baby. You go ahead. Are you trying to cut them off, cussing them out, rolling your window down them? Oh, don't even mention the middle finger. Oh, my God, my God. People, we got to remember we are the ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are the representatives of Christ. How hungry and thirsty are you for God? Are you even do you care anymore? Now, look, let me tell you one thing. I know some of us are really striving. I know we are. But we got to keep on striving to be hungry and thirsty for the Almighty God. Not for the fans. God said we must keep our mind on the heavenly things. Heaven. Oh, my God, my God, my God. In the name of Jesus, come on, y'all, let's flip on over here to St. John. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. What is this? St. John 6 and 35 say, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that cometh to God with a sincerity of heart shall never hunger. And because you know why you won't hunger? Because as soon as you feel that emptiness, you go right there. You know what it is. The Holy Spirit will let you know, oh, I'm feeling, I think I better go on. I'm feeling though I'm about to do something I know that's going to be displeasing to God. I know what I need right now. See, when you got that relationship with God, when you are connected to the Almighty God, you know when you're hungry for that word. You know when you become thirsty in the name of Jesus. Do you ignore it? Say, I'm going to wait till I come back. You might not have time to come back. You might go out and something happens. But God said, build a relationship with me. Going out, didn't even ask for repentance. So many of us are sinning and don't even ask for repentance anymore. Getting so comfortable now. You know you messed up. Why you don't say, God, forgive me right then and there? And then call the individual, whether they live in your house, whether they not in your house, and say, I messed up. I said something I shouldn't have said. I did something I shouldn't have did. I'm sorry. Forgive me. With a sincerity of heart. Not no, oh, forgive me. No, mean it. Do you really mean it when you ask people to forgive you? Or is it just become a hoorah with you? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about so-and-so-and-so-and-so. Really? Do you really mean that? Because when you keep on going around the world, yes, God, the wilderness, and keep on acting like, yeah, no big deal. Then don't even waste your time. Don't even waste your time, then. My God, my God. Help us, God, to examine ourselves. And when I speak for myself, too. In the name of Jesus. So many of us are grieving in the Holy Spirit. And some of us don't care anymore. They don't care. You're twisting and turning in the bed. Wondering why you're twisting and turning. Because the Holy Spirit is trying to tell you something. You messed up. You go back and you say you're sorry. In the name of Jesus. Our dearest are cussing out people that don't even bother you anymore. Living in sin and don't even bother you no more. Something ain't right. It can't be. God help us. In the name of Jesus. And they say, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread and the life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me, he that believeth on God. So many people don't even, oh, God help us. Help us, people. God help us. We all got a day by our name. Each and every one of us. I don't know if I'm going to see the rest of this day. I don't know. But I tell them whenever God take me, I want you to celebrate. You celebrate my life. Because I repent and I'm trying to live the best that I can. Don't put your head down when God takes me. You lift up your head and you thank God for God allowing me to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Celebrate my life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Whenever that time come, in the name of Jesus. I know, look, I'm going to keep it real. I ain't rushing it. But whenever it come, I can't stop it. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Never thirst. He that believeth in God should never hunger or thirst, because the more you want God, the more he fills you up with that. Yes, God, let's turn over to the Spirit of God. And Galatians, I believe it is, I'm about to close out. This is what God wants. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I didn't even know what verses I was going to read. I ain't know nothing. God just got me up this morning. And thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you. Each and every one of our relationship with God is so different. That's why we should not judge anyone. Let's continue to pray for one another. Let's go to Galatians, the fifth chapter. Yes, God. I thought I just had it. Galatians, the fifth chapter. Okay, and this is what God wants us to, yes, God, where is it? Here we go. I'm sorry, y'all. Here we go. Galatians, yes, God, the fifth chapter. These are the things that keep us in righteousness. And it's the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. If you walk in these things, that means you'll continue to grow in God. And we should be thirsty and hungry after these things. And these are the fruits of the Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm hoping you hear me because I'm busy moving around. And it said, but the fruits of the Spirit is love. Are you hunger and thirst after more of God and love? So you can love one other people in the name of Jesus. Now, you remember, and people would say, I remember she used to be so nasty. I just hate to be around her. Now she got flown with so much love, I'm a little jealous of her. You know people get jealous of you when they see the fruits of the Spirit upon you and they serve the same God. They can get refilled with the same old thing, but you got a hunger and thirst after these things now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. Yes, God. You're hungry and so thirsty, and after the God fill you with that, Lord. How about joy? Oh, Lord Jesus. Joy, joy, joy. You know, some people, they look at me because I don't know. Ever since I got saved, God is giving me this joy, this bubbly joy. I wasn't always a joyful person now. My sisters will tell you, I was one nasty. My God, I don't want to talk about the past. I don't even want to talk about it. God, remember it no more. I don't even want to remember it anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And yes, God, see, these are the things that God wants us to continue to hunger and thirst after. Even after you hang up the phone, if you see yourself lacking in these areas, you can read it with me in the name of Jesus. These are the things that keep us into righteousness so he can draw us away from that unrighteousness that makes us all a little bit different from all the others. In the name of Jesus, not to boast or brag. Believe me, in the name of Jesus, because all that we do for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, are you still hungry and thirsty? Ask God in the name of the keep on filling you up with that love, that joy, that peace. Do you know a lot of people are still walking around with no peace within them? In the name of Jesus, but God said, I give you peace and joy, which no man giveth, and no man can take it away. In the name of Jesus, are you still bitter and angry at everybody, turning up your nose, still rolling your eyes like you was when you're 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. In the name of Jesus, remember you used to have that roll your eye mentality. Nobody can roll their eyes like you can. Lord, help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, ask God to continue. Are you still hungry and thirsting after a long suffering, dealing with people in your own household, on your job, and all around? Oh, long suffering is something else. In the name of Jesus, that's part of being broken, being humble. In the name of Jesus, that long suffering will break you. Believe me, it'll humble you if nothing else. If you allow the Holy Spirit, yes, God, to break you in the name of Jesus. Gentleness. How many of us are really gentle in the name of Jesus? Speak with that gentle voice. Oh, no, that's okay. Everything's fine. No big deal. Ain't deep. Ain't that serious. Hey, we'll talk in the name of Jesus. Being gentle to one another. And isn't that amazing? Some people are more gentle on their cats and dogs than they are with each other. Come here, little. Come here, boo-boo. Come here. Come up here to mama lap. Come on now, mama. I want to comb your hair. And then somebody walking out, where you been? Didn't I tell you about putting out the trash? Oh, Jesus, good God. Thousand cats getting more attention than you are. What the heck is going on? I don't know why God's leading me this way, but I'm going to keep it real and keep on going. In the name of Jesus, just a little bit more. And yes, God, oh, you continue to fill. You're still hungry and thirsty. In the name of Jesus, for that goodness and faith, meekness. Ooh, meekness. God, how many of us are really meek? Ooh, Lord, that people just love to be around you. People just know they got to go, but that meekness and that gentleness and that kindness is just taking them into an atmosphere that they say it's just something about being around you. It's just something about you, and they know you're a Christian. They don't mean that. They mean that they're soft-spoken, and your attitude just make them want to sit just a little bit longer. Or do you got that attitude as soon as they walk in, they're ready to walk right back out the door? Now, come on. Let's keep it real and shame the devil. Come on now. Oh, God, some people, you can't sit but a few minutes because you start grieving. The Holy Spirit start getting grieved by look, I'm not here to judge nobody. I know we're still growing. But some of us, some of them words are coming out of our mouth. Oh, good God, it's grieving the Holy Spirit. And then you start sounding like the world, and you're like, look, I don't mean no harm, but I got to go. You can't say, because then people say, oh, she thinks she's better than me. He thinks she's, so you got to be careful what you say to people, because those that are strong must bear the infirmity of those that are weak. So you got to be careful. You don't want to say, oh, girl, because it's your mouth. Now, wait a minute. If the Holy Spirit say it, but he'll tell you to say it in a kind way. You know, not to try to make them feel like you think you're better than them. Amen? But when that Holy Spirit get grieving and cringe, it's time to get up and go. It's time to go. Amen? Amen. In the name of Jesus, yes, God, let's continue. Yes, God, you're still hungry. And first, ask God to fill us up with these things. That's the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit. Oh, yes, God, temperance. Ooh. Temperance. I'm going to stop right there. Temperance. Oh, my God. Some people can't say one word without them. Seem like they're about to come and claw you like a cat. And you just say one thing. All of a sudden, they nice. In a split of a second, they about to claw you. They hollering at you. You're like, God Almighty, what did I say? What did I do? All of a sudden, they change from the light to the dark. Right there in front of you. Temperance. Temper. People, we must continue to hunger and thirst after the spirit of the fruits of the spirit. Are you still hungry for these things? Are you allowing, yes, God, are you? This is something else just to ask yourself. Because if you find yourself more, yes, God, and craving more of the things of the dark, of unrighteousness, then I think it's time to get back to the old way and say, God, I'm not going to move from here until you fill me up. Because, God, I feel myself going backwards instead of forward. God, I feel myself now hungering after you like it used to be. Thirsty for the righteous things the way it used to be. God, help me. Help me, God, that I could be able to help someone else. You got to work on you first. Ask God to work on you first. You know your mistakes. You know your shortcomings. You know the things that you're doing is not pleasing to God. Nobody ain't got to tell you. If you got a relationship with God, no one got to tell you because the Holy Spirit is trying to tell you. But are you listening? Are you? You just getting tired? Are you getting tired of reading your word and praying and fasting? Being around the church people, are you just getting tired? You do know it's a trick of the devil. But it's your choice. It is your decision. People, it's just a reminder. Don't let the devil win when you can activate the power with the help of God. Continue. Yes, God. May you continue to hunger and thirst after righteousness. In Jesus' name. You know, I'm going to stop there in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm hoping and praying. I do not know who knows the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior today. In the name of Jesus, would it be one? You know, I don't know why it's in my spirit. I'm going to see how Pastor, yes, God, would it be one today that would like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? God said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ, yes, God, had died and risen on the third day, shall receive the Lord. Yes, God, receive. I hope I can pray for Jesus Christ to stay Lord and Savior. But I like to say a sinner's prayer. Would it be one today? One today, maybe two, would like to say, no, I'm not saved, and I would love to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and as my Lord and Savior. Well, I'm going to say a prayer, but you got to say this prayer for the sincerity of your heart. In the name of Jesus, all you have to say is, Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe, Jesus, that he died, rose again on the third day, and that I invite the Lord Jesus Christ into my life to be my Lord and Savior. Tell someone today you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, I thank you for this opportunity time. In the name of Jesus, to bring forth your word, God. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, for those that are falling by the wayside that used to hunger and thirst after righteousness. I thank you, God, that we would cry out with a sincerity of heart and say, God, I need to be filled again. How much to hunger after you again. How much to be thirsty again for you today, God. In my life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, even more, God. Do it for your glory, do it for your honor, and do it for your praise. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. This is Evangelist Nancy calling out of the Philadelphia area. I love y'all all. In Jesus' name, don't you dare give up. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And amen again.
Amen, 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 amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. And thank God for you, Evangelist Nancy. Amen. We can always count on the God in you. Amen. To bring forth, amen, such a timely, powerful message. Amen. Glory be to God. A message, beloved. Amen. Well, if you can't say amen, you say ouch. Amen. And you find deliverance in God's word. Amen. What are you hungry for? Amen. And then she came with her theme, don't let Satan win. Just don't let him win. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because if Satan wins, it's because you gave him that privilege. Amen. You gave it to him. Amen. Because we are more than conquerors, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. We've already built to win. Amen. So if you let Satan win, he only won because you let him win. Amen. He didn't win because he was stronger than you. Because greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. If Satan didn't win because he's stronger than you. If Satan is winning, it's because you're letting him win. And that's the bottom line. And thank you so much, Minister Nancy. Amen for that altar call. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. How the Spirit is leading you continuously. Amen. Glory be to God. And because I was going to ask you to go that way anyhow. And the Holy Spirit already knew that, because the Holy Spirit is the one that put it all together. And so, beloved, the word of God never returns into its void, but it will always accomplish everything, everything, amen, that we have called it to do, that he has, the word of God will always accomplish everything, amen, that the Lord has sent it to do, amen. And so we just want to say, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Thank you again, Minister Nancy, amen, glory be to God. We thank God for you, amen, hallelujah, and to God be praise, glory, in all of the honor. Amen. And someone did send some money to the ministry and said, this is for Nancy. Amen. Glory be to God. And we will see that you get that. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for those who give into this ministry. And then sometimes people will give very, very specifically. They would say, this is for such and such, this is for such and such, and we appropriate it according to the, amen, requests of the donor, amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. All right, saints, amen. We want to thank God, amen, for the word, amen. We will be back at 8 o'clock this morning for our spiritual warfare training from 8 to 9, okay, from 8 to 9. Glory be to God. So it gives us time to have a little coffee break. Come back at 8 o'clock. Get into the bird. If you call in at 5 minutes, and if you call in at 9:05 and you get a dial tone, you know that you missed it. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. We want to say thank you for each and every one of you. Amen. Who have served this week. Amen. In the ministry. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. We appreciate all the prayers. The prayer warriors, amen. I'm telling you, you can't do nothing without prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Those who touch and agree, we want to thank God for the word of God. Thank God for all the songs. We want to thank God for everything. Amen. Those of you who are listening around the globe, amen, and other parts of the world, we know that you're there because we get the statistics. Amen. We know that you're listening in Brazil, where they're burying 3,000 people a day because of the COVID-19. We want you to know this morning that our hearts and our prayers go out to you. We want you to know that we're over here rejoicing and lifting up the Lord, but we are praying for you. And maybe you're not in Brazil. Maybe you're just around the corner somewhere. Maybe you're not in China, glory be to God, or India, or one of those other places. Maybe you're just around the corner. But wherever you are this morning, we want you to know that we here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, we are praying for you. We want you to know that we have a prayer ministry, glory be to God, and we sincerely pray around the clock, glory be to God. We are not taking this COVID-19 lightly, glory be to God. We realize that souls are just leaving here by the droves. Even in spite of the vaccine, they're still leaving, and the numbers are going up, and we want you to know that we're praying for you. And if you desire to reach out to us, we invite you to do so. The quickest way to reach out to us and the most confirmed way to reach out to us is by email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Life, L-I-F-E, wordjesus@gmail.com. And we will respond to your email. You can also contact us via on our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. And we want you to know that we will pray for you. We will touch and we will agree with you. We touch with your sorrows and your grief that you're losing your loved ones because of this COVID-19 that's just coming in and snatching souls out of here. If you're ready or not, you're going. And so we just want you to know that you are not alone. And we just want you to know that this is a ministry that cares, and we are praying for you. Please reach out to us, and if we can be of any further assistance, amen, and we will move in the direction that the Holy Spirit is telling us to do so. Amen and amen. All right, thanks. Amen. Glory be to God. 8 o'clock back for spiritual warfare training. And that telephone number is 385-799-9729. 385-799-9729. Amen. and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we say thank you for the word of God. We say thank you, Father God, for how you continue to use Minister Nancy. And God, we know she gets tired like all of us, Father God, but she just keeps going. She just keeps going. She keeps fighting. God, we realize that the spiritual warfare, Father God, we don't imagine the type of spiritual warfare that she encounters because of her intensity, Father God. The violent taken by force. We cover Minister Nancy under the blood of Jesus. Father, we cushion her right now, Father God. We decree and we declare that absolutely no weapon formed against her will prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment is already condemned. We decree and we declare that Minister Nancy will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And she's blessed going in and coming out. And we say thank you, Father God, that she is unable to be touched by evil. We say thank you for her ministry. Thank you for her, Father God. She's a soul lover. Nancy is a soul lover, Father God. She's reaching for souls. She's crying for souls. She's yelling for souls, Father, telling the people, please don't go there. Please don't go there. Because if you die without Jesus in your heart, that's where you're going to be. And you're going to hell, and she ain't afraid to tell it because it's the truth. And we thank you for her, Father God. We always want, sometimes some people are turned off with this type of preaching. They just want to show me where I can get the money and show me where I can get the honey and show me where I can get the house and the car, Father God. Give me the feel-good message, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, but all of your word is appropriate. All of your word is appropriate. And sometimes you got to get this before you can get that. And so we just want to say thank you for her, Father. Father God, we release a blessing upon everyone, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father, we thank you for helping us not to lean to our own understanding. Oh, Father God, we acknowledge you in all of our ways. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time, Father. Those eight people at FedEx was just working. They was just working, Father God, trying to get a paycheck, trying to take care of, Father God, of their families, trying not to sit home and collect unemployment and stimulus money. They was working, Father. And some 19-year-old boy that needed help, Father God, we don't know his story, what would cause him to get a shotgun, Father God, and just shoot up, Father God, eight people, four on the outside, four on the inside. We don't know what took that man took a rifle and just goes into a supermarket and just shoot people at random, Father God. They're just shooting people everywhere. And when one person do it, Father God, somebody else thinks it's a good idea. Father God, we are safe nowhere other than in you. And so, Father God, we pray right now, Father God, that you would just wake up the people, Father God, to stop believing in science, stop putting science, their faith in science is greater than their faith in the word. Father God, it's a test, to see what do we believe. As Minister Nancy said, what are we hungry for? When you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Oh, this is the final test, Father God. We hear it, and our hearts are heavy. Our hearts are heavy because our babies are dying. 13 years old, Father God, out in the street 2 in the morning, Father God. The babies are dying, Father God. Our teenagers are dying, Father God. Our black men are still being lynched, Father God, just in a different way, Father God. The Jim Crow is hitting us in a different way, but it's still active, Father God. All of this and all of that, when sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound, Father God, we ask that you would stir the people up. Stir the people up. This is not a time to sit back and drink Kool-Aid and think about your stimulus money. This is far deeper than that. The souls are at stake, Father. You said all souls are mine, and the soul that sins, it shall die. And it's time, Father God, for the gospel message to get out. And we ask that you would touch the hearts of the people to receive and to believe. Father God, we don't have to be in no church building. We got the internet. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. But we're crying out, Father. We thank you for the passion, for getting us passionate about lost souls, because you are passionate about lost souls. You're so passionate about lost souls that you gave the world your only begotten son. That's how passionate you are about lost souls. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for this day. Help us to make the best out of it. And help us not to squander this day. But at the end of this day, Father God, may we know that you are well pleased with us. And we say thank you over and over and over again. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Every spirit of retaliation is bound in Jesus' name. Now to him who was able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church did say amen, amen, amen. And the church did say amen again. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Thank you, Minister Nancy. Amen. Glory be to God again. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. And thank you for serving. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be praise, glory, and honor. And everybody have a most awesome, 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 awesome day. All right, don't let Satan win, y'all. Don't let him win. Come meet us at the Spiritual Warfare Training at 8 o'clock and let us, amen, tighten up a little bit, amen, to win the fight. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Bradford, thank you for allowing me to serve you. Amen. Today and every day. Blessings.